Monday morning to you. This is Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg, and it's time to talk about ADX Digital. And in the studio this morning, I am blessed with two guests this morning. Tasca King is here. Brian Prowitz is here. And I'm so excited to have both of them. They are marketing consultants. This is a busy time of year. We've been talking all morning about Halloween, Fufu Festival, all the things coming up in November. But with digital marketing, advertising, you've got the rest of the year to get ready for, and next year coming up. So there is a lot going on. So I'm going to turn it over to both of you, and y'all just take it away.
Good morning, Meg. Good morning. You get the next 10 minutes off.
I'm going to have a little coffee. And
exactly.
Tell me what's happening.
Well, first of all, since you're talking about this time of year, let me throw this out there. We do have a special.
Yes.
Right now, with our digital platforms, with all of our digital products, we're normally a regular campaign, you have to do a 3-month minimum. But because it's the holidays and because we're all up against the clock, we have taken that requirement away through the end of the year.
Oh,
so
wow.
We've got several clients that are doing like a 6-week campaign or a 4-week campaign to lead them up to the holidays. So if that's something that you want to check into, please let us know. We'd love to show you how that's going to work and see if we can't generate some business for you for the holidays.
Yeah, I think it's good to it's a good step into like a taste of it. Like
exactly.
You get your experience with it. We usually like that 3-month period of time because it does take time for some of these things to really sink in.
Absolutely.
And so there's a reason we have that 3-month requirement. But right now, if you just want to get in there and you know a little bit about it and this is your chance, you can do it for a shorter period of time, save a couple bucks, and get a taste of what it's like to be part of the digital side.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds great. That's exciting.
Yeah. So you know how to call us, 262-6000, ask for Jeff. And we'll come out and show you how all this works. And again, that first meeting is free to you, and it's a learning experience for you.
Excellent. And by the way, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. So clearly we have our ADX Digital experts in the house. So if you don't have time to call the other number, you can always text into here at 850-437-1620 with your questions.
So we want to talk about some of our most popular products that are also the most simple of our products. And we know not everyone has video collateral to use with their advertising, and we understand that. But anybody can do display or static advertising, and we can help you with that. We have resources. We have some in-house resources where we can help you build out your ads, and we've got some products that you don't even really have to do anything with the creative. So we thought we'd talk about those this morning. We're going to start out by talking about just regular targeted display ads. If you've dabbled in the digital world a little bit, you might have heard of a product called Google 360. This is similar to that. Actually, it's kind of like that on steroids, I say, because it's basically the same thing as that, but you're not limited to just a Google search. All of the search engines that are out there, we have access to all of those search engines as well. So this is not going to just limit you to Google, though, of course, Google is by far the largest one. Mm-hmm. But if you search with Bing, what are some of the other ones, Brian?
DuckDuckGo is out there. Oh, I suppose MSN must have one. I mean, different browsers people have.
There's a bunch of different ones, but we're not going to limit. That way, if we're not limited to just what's on Google, then we've got more access to more inventory to get you more prospects. So that's one thing I love about our targeted display option or product. And the other thing is, you know, it's got all of those great strategies that we talk about, where you target with behaviors, or you target with keywords, or with AI, or you can do some geofencing if you want to. And obviously, the retargeting, website retargeting is also a good one. So, and it's very simple. If you don't have an ad that's ready to go, we can help you with that. And we can have it ready to go pretty quickly.
Yeah, one of the best places that actually to find content for an ad that we can do is your social media. So we are not necessarily huge fans of just like, if you've boosted the thing, then life is fine. There's a lot more to it. But if you do have pieces of social content that you're proud of that really do summarize your company or your special or what it is that you want to do, and it's not a video, that is a great piece of content that we can push out there as a display ad.
Right.
And there are other ways, too, that we can take that ad and put it in. Put that content, I should say, and put it out there as an ad across all the different digital connected devices that your audience might have.
Social mirror, our social mirror product, that is taking a post that you've already put together and turning that post into an ad. And I love this product, also one of our most popular products because it gets really quick results. And it is subliminal. You know, I've talked about subliminal. I love subliminal because before the consumer realizes they're seeing an ad, the message is in their brain, and that's what you want. You want them to get that message in their brain before they, push it aside. And once it's there, it's there.
And if we're targeting them
right,
which we take pride in doing, then they're interested in it. It's not really an ad. It looks like a post from a social media channel that they probably already might follow or be interested in. Then again, they might not even know you exist. And now all of a sudden they do because they saw that great piece of content that
it's information that they're most likely seeking out anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where those breadcrumbs we talk about, your activity online, indicate some things about what you might be interested in. And that's what we pick up on and then deliver that message to those people that appear to be interested in your product.
Exactly.
It's fascinating. I find that it's a whole new world. If you're not advertising online or in social media and the things that we're talking about right now, take the time to come in and at least just talk to one of our marketing consultants, Tasca O'Brien, and you can check in with Jeff Wayne. He's our sales manager. That number is 850-262-6000.
Correct.
And if you want to ask a question this morning, 850-437-1620, just text it in. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with Tasca and Brian with ADX Digital on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We have our experts in the house today, our ADX marketing consultants, Tasca King and Brian Prowitz are here. Got a question from one of our listeners, which is a good one. Can your product work with yearly festivals? It's too late this year, but I work with the Pensacola Greek Festival, which is, by the way, one of my personal favorites.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
So amazing. But okay, that's a great question.
Did that just happen? Did the event just happen? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
It's always in the fall, so it was a little. There's so much going on in the fall. I hate to miss things, but it is what it is. We're all busy. But yes, the answer to that is absolutely. When it comes to events, that's another time with all year long that we do not require that 3-month minimum for advertising. So we do have a 1-month minimum for advertising an event, but we would need to meet with you probably about 2.5 months out to plan out and determine exactly, where do you want the ads to be shown, and go over all the criteria for your campaign. Just to give you an example, a few years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt you. She just texted in.
Okay.
It hasn't happened yet. It's November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Don't miss it, she says.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm
so sorry.
Plug.
Yeah, so there's a pre-plug, but so she's saying it's too late for this year. She's right. But
it is too late for this year.
But for next year. Yeah. Yeah. So go ahead.
We could do radio advertising for this year.
Ah, there
call
you go.
Call us.
262-6000. That's for Jeff.
Yeah, we got time for that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
But yeah, absolutely. Just to give you an example, we've had some events that feel like they have got Pensacola covered, and they have actually bought the periphery. I call it the arch. So they wanted to advertise outside of Pensacola with digital, and they advertised inside, the area with radio because of the coverage. So we kind of did like this arch starting around Biloxi, New Orleans, and just covered, did like a semicircle, half of a McDonald's arch.
Another free plug.
I'm not on YouTube like you. You know what I'm saying. But anyway.
Swinging her hands all around.
Definitely we could do that. But if you want us to help you now, give us a call and we can talk some radio.
How about this? If it had been, let's say, a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And you still kind of wanted to figure out a good way to use, like, your next event is coming up, let's say, in a couple of months. We can actually do a thing called geoframing.
Oh, yeah.
We can go back and pick up a certain percentage of and a certain amount of VIP addresses that were on that site at that time and advertise to that group of people even after it happened.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay, that's
so
cool.
We can go backwards.
Now, we do have a time limit on that, though, of 6 months. So say, for example, it's this time next year, and we're working with the folks at the Greek Festival, but we want to do a geoframing campaign. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We can go back over the last 6 months and look at every festival that has happened over the last 6 months and geoframe those festivals, because we know those people like to go to festivals. And we can do a whole campaign just by using those the data that we get from geoframing.
That's amazing. That's amazing to me.
Ping them with this event this time, saying, hey, in a couple of weeks or next weekend.
Exactly.
Don't miss this next festival. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, there's so many different things that we can do with geoframing and geofencing when it comes to different events and festivals. So.
If you've got a question or a comment, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. Greek Fest is very popular. Someone just said, Greek Fest, this is the 65th year.
Awesome.
How about that? So, yeah, coming up again on November,
almost
2 weeks. So we did have another question here. Someone says, why do you recommend a three-month minimum to your clients?
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to use machine learning or artificial intelligence, it needs a little bit of time to build. So
that makes sense.
And like I said, we don't do that with events. We don't require that with events. But it is highly recommended, because as you do any kind of online advertising, the more you do it, the more it's going to build, and the better it's going to work for you. I had a client that was on the air for over 5 years, that was online doing a campaign for over 5 years. And every month we saw increase in their activity. We saw increase in their website traffic. We saw more and more people that were clicking. We saw more and more people that may not click but saw an ad and went to the website organically. That's called a view through. So we just saw so much improvement month after month after month. Until that business was sold, and the new owner said, let's take a break. So, you know.
You never know, but.
You never know.
The repetition, that's key, and the consistency, and the exposure.
And
those
frequency.
Three things really.
We talk about frequency in radio, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to say that you'd have to see an ad 7 times before you got it.
Right.
Now it's more like 20. So you have to have enough repetition and a campaign that runs long enough that you can ping the people in that audience enough that they get it.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it's like an investment as well, by the way. You wouldn't just put money, most people wouldn't just invest for 30 days and then not invest. This is an investment over time, and you see it compound the more that you do and the more consistent you are. And besides, we do need a little bit of time for adjustments, and let's perfect that. Let's make it a little bit better. Let's see if we can get a higher click-through rate, that kind of stuff.
Right, right. That makes perfect sense.
Right.
If you've got a question, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel. Tasca and Brian are here with our ADX Digital Communications team, 850-437-1620. What else do we have to touch on that we're working on this fall?
Well, we were talking a little bit about earlier about static ads. Another static type ad that we have that really is minimum creativity on your part is our native ads. And with native ads, all you need to do is give us your logo. And we need maybe a graphic that's similar to your business. It might be a picture of your business or something like that. And then, you know, what do you want to, what are we talking about? What are we going to advertise? Are we going to advertise a sale? Are we going to advertise a specific product in your business? Some text about what we're going to talk about. And then we also like to do what we call
call to action.
Call to action button. Sorry. Which is a place on the ad where it will say, learn more. Click here, register now, whatever we're doing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets them to a certain page on your website to where they will do something. Whether it's just learn.
It's a call to action.
Right. We're going to call them to action. And we've even got some products where they can actually click on the ad and call your store if you've got a store.
Yeah.
Call your business.
Yeah. And there are different sizes and that kind of thing. We take care of that for you. You don't have to worry about that. We just need those basic parts that we can push out there. Mm-hmm. Not to mention like how great it is that we can implement an AI element to this so that the ad will actually change a little bit.
Oh, really?
So that it will be more effective in front of your potential audience. So,
interesting.
Well, with that native product, too, that's one I'll also call subliminal, because those ads are made in real time. They're put together in real time, and the fonts and the colors and all are set to match what the color of the website or whatever someone's looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's subliminal because they think it's part of what they're already reading until they get through it, and then the message is in their brain, and you got them.
Yeah. All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking about ADX Digital Communications and how we can help your business grow. If you're interested, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, sales manager. And today we have Tasca King and Brian Prowitz over here to answer your questions. 850-437-1620 on Pep Talk. Happy Monday to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Tasca King is here. Brian Prowitz is here, both marketing consultants with ADX Digital Communications. Okay, we've got a couple more things to talk about before we go.
Yeah, we want to talk about mobile conquesting as we talk about static ads. This is as opposed to what is a static ad? That is just not a video ad. So it's a picture, it's a graphic, it's something we create that doesn't have any movement to it. So mobile conquesting uses location-based demographic and behavioral targeting to reach customers with display ads on their mobile devices. In other words, it's very heavily dependent on location. We can follow people. We can advertise even to people in the neighborhood of the person who has responded to your ad. It's fascinating the way that we can use location to deliver ads to people once we begin to see that there's been an interaction with that ad.
That's just another great example of targeting and how that can be beneficial versus doing any kind of blanket advertising.
It is fascinating, and I'm old school. I just remember the old newspaper ads. What can I say?
and remember, most people, 78% of people will say they would much rather see an ad that is something that is relevant to them than just any ad that's out there.
That's true. So it kind of gets rid of the junk factor, all the junk mail or junk ads.
If you're going to advertise to me, you better advertise to me something that I need.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say right now, all you people that have been texting me about a capital loan, duh, I don't need a capital loan. I don't need business capital. I just work for a radio station that sells digital marketing.
The auto warranty. I'm good. I don't need the auto warranty.
Wait until you have reason to believe that I need your product before you start advertising me.
What a waste of an impression of a cold call, you know, of time. Like, you should not waste that resource.
God. All right. Well, how can we reach you? How can we get that initial consultation?
850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne. And he will connect you with one of our digital experts, and we'll come and answer all your questions without a sales pitch.
All right. Thank you so much, Tasca King, Brian Prowitz. Great job, you guys. Great to have you on Monday morning.